This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour now, DJ V Show, at DJ V Show. That's where you can get his Twitter connection, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, and then there's me, at Doug Steffen, DJ V Show, on the air with the story behind the story of the New York City helicopter pilot, the crash into the East River. The pilot says to investigators that the cause was a piece of luggage. And there seemed to be a few eyebrows raised when a piece of luggage perhaps banged against, this is what this guy is saying, hit the emergency fuel shut off. Are those things that easily found or damaged or tampered with? That would be, I don't know that much about helicopters. I've never had a ride in a helicopter that I liked. I just don't. They're just like riding in a tin can.
And they are. I've been on this is Liberty Helicopters, and yeah, it's the red helicopter tours that fly around Manhattan, and they're the most popular touring company for that. Yeah. They've had a really shady track record, and so now Chuck Schumer said yesterday he wants the FAA to suspend their license until they really take a deeper look into this. This is their third accident since 2009. That's a lot. And since 1995, they've had 16 incidents and accidents.
Wow.
And the little bit of intel gossip that I can share with this, in my former life before I joined this show, I was working with a friend of mine who started a helicopter company in Manhattan called Gotham Air. And the main rival to Gotham Air is a company called Blade. And a lot of celebrities fly on Blade. And Ashley Graham is always, every time she's in New York, she always Instagrams it. And you always see the red helicopters. Well, this company, Liberty, provides those helicopters. And when I was working for Gotham, we found out that one of the major problems that Blade had was that they were leasing these helicopters from Liberty, but that they had lost their chief mechanic three times in less than 3 years.
Same guy?
No, three different chief mechanics had resigned. That tells you a whole lot about skimping on the budget, and that the safety record was, when your chief mechanic doesn't stick around for more than, you know, a year, that's a really bad sign. And there were a lot of questions about their track record. But Blade had some investment money, and they wanted to, you know, make this business go. And they still are in business, but I think it's going to come to a screeching halt after this latest incident now.
I think, Jennifer, didn't you take a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon or something once? Do I remember that? Or a helicopter ride over something?
No, I've never been in a helicopter, and I don't think I ever would. I'm not afraid of flying. Absolutely not afraid of flying. I'll get on any plane. But there's something about a helicopter that absolutely terrifies me. I've never done it, and I don't know that I ever would. And
It depends on who made the Sikorsky helicopters that they make for the service. Those are pretty well made. The Bell Jet Ranger, which is the most popular and most commonly used and the best of all of the private helicopters that are used to transport 4 to 8 people, they're okay. But then there are
those
a couple
of those
are
the ones that Gotham's fleet was. They were the Bell 407s, and they are... I was like you, Jen. I was always terrified of helicopters, but flying in those Bell 407s, you don't hear anything. It's
they're
just
that would be a huge deal.
It is a Mercedes.
Mm. Yeah, there are some made by Hughes, the Hughes Corporation that used to be good, and I think they're probably in the middle. But there are a couple of Russian-made helicopters that you can find on the market that are cheap, and I think there's one made in China too. You don't want to get near.
I always am very skeptical of tourist-style helicopters.
Yep.
And what made my fear even worse, I'll do my light name-dropping here, but Larry Minetti, who is a friend of my day job at CRN Digital Talk Radio, he was on Magnum PI. He played Rick on Magnum. So he lived in Hawaii for a long time while they were filming that show. And he will tell you about how many times he would see those helicopters that fly around the islands just dropping into the drink because they'd rust. Yeah. They were not well made.
Yeah.
They would be
well,
so overused.
Remember the plane that blew off the top of the Hawaiian airliner, the 737, about 20 years ago? It was specifically all the local. It was one of the earlier 737s. They used it as island hopping. Mm-hmm. And in that area, in that vicinity, all the salt air, it got into the rivets of the plane, and the top of the plane blew off.
Jeez.
You remember that, but that was something.
Gosh.
And I'm going to Hawaii next week. And one of the things I was thinking about is how I would, because I want to go from island to island. And the best way to do it, apparently, is in boats. I have not done this, so I'm going to spend the weekend sort of just island hopping. And it just it kind of looks like the best way to do it, from a bit of advice that I got from somebody, was to do it in a boat.
A boat is good. And those, really, I've done Oahu to Maui on Hawaiian Air, and it's fine. It's safe. It's fine. You'd be
those
fine.
Are like the smaller commuter jets, right? As soon as you're up in the air, you're basically landing.
Well, that's it. There's only a five-minute hop between one island and the other
it's
anyway.
It's pretty easy if you do Oahu to Maui, and then from Maui you could do Lanai, you could do Molokai, and but via boat. So I would just strategically choose.
Oh, they have Molokai cocktails over there?
That's Molotov, and Molokai is where the lepers live. There's not much over there, but I've always wanted to check it out, yeah.
Okay.
Actual lepers? Well, that's where their leper colony was years ago.
Yeah, they put them on an island. That's why they put them on that island, so that we could actually get to it then, back in those days. Anyway.
Yikes.
The fashion designer Hubert de Givenchy, you want to pronounce this for me?
Hubert de Givenchy.
Him too. People News. He was a pioneer in high-end, ready-to-wear clothing. That's a famous brand. He styled Audrey Hepburn's black dress in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Passed away at the age of 91, and the last thing that was heard from him was him singing the song.
That's fake news.
Fake news?
Fake news.
You weren't there.
He died in his sleep.
Yeah, but he was singing Victoria.
He singing Moon River.
People sing at night when they sleep.
I actually would not be surprised if Doug did that.
I know.
When I slept on my last tour of duty, I was sleeping on my way out.
Singing some weird pop song from the 60s in his sleep, I imagine.
I do the Do Run Run.
Yeah.
It'd be a doo-wop song. So this guy was, he's actually started pretty young, right after World War II and his mid-20s. That label became well-known by the time the 50s came around, and that's why he was asked to do, he not only, didn't he do the outfit that she wore in Sabrina, the first, there were two Sabrinas, the first one she was in.
Yep.
And it was
that's the first time I think his designs appeared on screen was in 1954 in Sabrina.
Right.
And that
Jackie
sparked
Kennedy
their friendship. Yeah.
Wore his stuff. He was kind of one of those tall. He looked like Charles de Gaulle to me. He always had that sort of look, the big nose and the.
He had a distinguished look for sure.
Yes, right. Exactly. So, anyway. Passing away at the age of 91, he had certain impact, that's for sure, in that world. Other people in the news, it seems every day there's something about Elon Musk that surfaces. He said that he wants to launch a rocket to Mars next year. He's taking SpaceX, but he's been planning this, right? He's been talking about this for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Says, first half of 2019, off we go. Into the wild blue yonder with the big Falcon rocket, or BFR. Sounds like something you'd call your best friend. Hey, you're my BFR. Land on the red planet in 2022. And so that will get us ready to send humans to Mars within a couple of years after that.
Well, you said you want to be the first broadcaster on Mars.
Yeah, you should get in touch with them.
Well, I think I want to go to the moon first. I'll go to the moon first.
Oh,
let me
come
see
on.
How that
Let's
is.
Not be picky.
And then,
I know, right?
Well, isn't there a move with all this? There's a move to make a base on the moon so that they can take that they can launch from the moon to get to there's something about there's no atmosphere, so it'd be easier to launch off the moon to get going to Mars than it would be to try to tackle it from Earth That's gravitational.
I was at spring. Yeah. I was at spring training this past weekend in Arizona, and lots of fun. If you haven't had a chance to do that, put it on your bucket list because it is fun. But I started talking to these three guys, and they were brothers who had decided that they were going to stay in Arizona for a week and go to every stadium and see every team that's in the Cactus League play. They do it every single year, and they were very nice. Two of them were from Michigan, one was from Florida, and the one from Florida revealed that he worked for NASA for a bazillion years. And I asked him, Doug, if he knew you, because I figured you'd probably know that he was the former public information officer for NASA. And so he was telling, I said, well,
how name? I knew all those guys.
He didn't know you. I said, yeah. I told him your name, and he was not aware of you. And I think his name was Dave, but I'll find out. I have his card. But he said, you know, I can still get you in there. There's still a lot to see. The countdown clock is still there, all that. He said, I'd love to take you on a tour if you can get yourself to Florida. And I said, well, how do you feel about SpaceX? Because I know there's a lot of people who go, ugh, NASA should have never, we should have never ended the space program, but what's going on? Well, he said, he goes, I can make you feel a lot better about Elon Musk. He said, it costs X amount of dollars for the space program to shoot anything up into space. He said, Elon Musk is doing it for 1/28 of the cost that the government can do it. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk has delivered these return boosters, these return rockets, mm-hmm. which we saw fall back down to Earth when he did the SpaceX test, and one of them made it, the other one didn't. But when he perfects that, that will be such a huge cost savings to everyone. This is going to be, his technology is just so far advanced that the government, he said it's incredible what he's been able to do and at what cost. So,
well, in this case,
kind of interesting.
Boeing and Lockheed and that bunch sort of made their bed. They were the ones that created it because it was a government contract. As much as I love the employers and the employees at NASA, there were plenty of circumstances. I remember this conversation with my friend Jay Honeycutt, where it was the usual government, you know, build it and then we'll pay you 10%. So there's no incentive to build it the way. And then even then they had Thornton Myhrvold or whatever the name of that company was that built the little round the gaskets that blew out the morning of the Challenger. That was when they had a cold Morton Thiokol. That was it. They were the manufacturers of a lot of the components of the space and the rocket itself and the little rubber gaskets that they used that froze. They weren't prepared for the cold weather down there, so they didn't have what it took to survive, as was obvious by the fact that the rocket went up, about 4 miles in the air and blew up. So,
isn't that crazy that something so small could have such a deadly
such
impact?
Well, there's so many components to these things, though, Victoria. It's really wild how it is that they, there's just little pieces of everything. Ever take a motor apart? Look at them.
My grandfather worked for NASA, and he was an electrical engineer, and he designed circuits for the space program, and he worked for Howard Hughes. And I remember asking him about things like that when we saw The Aviator, the movie together, and he said that the tiniest thing that could go wrong, it's you have to be so hyper-focused on every little circuit and every little thing that he worked on, because one thing could just be so devastating.
Right. 20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Anatomy playing in the background here at 23 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara focusing on Ellen Pompeo, who has, I think what I understand about this is that everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people that are fans of the show all worked up. So the advice here from Ellen is to calm down. Ellen sent out a Twitter message responding to anger over the departure of her castmates, Jessica Capshaw and Sarah Drew. Who watches this show still? Every once in a while, I kind of catch a corner of it.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. I'm kind of amazed every time I say, oh, who still watches that? And then apparently a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So the anger has been directed toward her after reports surfaced saying that their exit, the two who are leaving, came on the heels of Pompeo's recent salary negotiation to get $20 million a year. She tweeted, quote, "We're grateful, all of you, so passionate, but if you knew these two women the way I know them, they wouldn't approve of all this nastiness. They both are super shiny and happy people. I know you're angry, but your representation couldn't be further from the truth and who these women are." She responded to a fan who asked, "Aren't we allowed to be angry at this injustice? Going to be two impossible holes to fill." Pompeo replied, "You are, but spreading acceptance and love is our message with Grays and what all the actors try to do with our performances on the show." So why did they leave, these two?
They say that it's just a creative storyline.
Get rid of them. They don't need them anymore.
They came to an end, right.
Yeah, that they just, you know, I guess with Grey's Anatomy, they say, except for Meredith Grey, the character that Ellen Pompeo plays, everyone else is subject to...
It's kind of like 24.
Right. Without her, it wouldn't be Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Didn't they even write off her own sister? They did.
Yeah.
Who was that sexy Australian lady with the curly hair that used to be on that show, played the doctor?
Sandra Oh, are you talking about?
No.
She's not Australian.
No. There's a woman,
hair.
I saw her in another show over this past weekend, who just very sexy. I don't remember what her name is.
I don't remember. anyone fitting that description. Yeah. But
I'm like, it's kind of weird to me that people are upset and blaming it on her salary raise, because I feel like it took her a long time to make that salary. Like, weren't they paying McDreamy more?
Oh, yeah, and McSteamy.
Yeah, both of them were getting more, and then they had to die in a car crash on the show and get kicked off in order for her to actually make that much money, even though she's the name that is on the show.
Well, and she's also, the show's been going forever and ever, and still doing really well in the ratings, so people, and I don't get it, I don't get what the appeal is, but obviously there's people that love her and follow her.
This is a Shonda story, right? This is one of her, part of Shondaland.
And I don't know anything about the other actresses, but they've been on the show for, like, what, 9 or 14 seasons? They've been on it for a long time. At some point, maybe they want to work on another project.
All right, music news. Whitney Houston is in the focus because of this new documentary that will be released here in the United States and in England and in Ireland on the 6th of July. Whitney, the documentary, will dive into the most personal aspects of her life, her career. Film will reveal details about her life, filled with live performances from her past, unreleased tracks, home footage. It won't be quite the same as the OJ thing that was on Fox. It'll be a little different spin on her life. There's going to be original studio recordings of her biggest hits that'll be on this thing as well. The director is Kevin MacDonald, approved of the Houston estate to access the archives. He asked, so they said, yep. I approached Whitney's life like a mystery story, he said. Why'd somebody with so much raw talent and beauty self-destruct so publicly? I was lucky enough to have the support of Pat Houston and the Whitney Houston estate. And they...
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Again, 34 after the hour, the moments of the day that you're waiting for to spend time listening to the thoughts of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Ah, yes, and Doug Steffen's thoughts have value from time to time as well. Let us focus on some people in the news. Cameron Diaz says she is done. Kapuski, no more acting for her. She says, I'm done with movies for good. Apparently she had lunch with a friend of hers named Selma Blair, was in the sweetest thing with her. They've been friends since then. She told an interviewer that was released over the weekend, quote, I would have liked to have done a sequel to The Sweetest Thing, but Cameron said, nope, I'm retired from acting. I'm done. I don't want to make any more films. I don't need to make any more money. I've got a great life. I don't know what else I could do to make myself happy. So that's the end of that.
Well, it's actually, the add-on to that is that it turns out it's not true. That's a fake news story. Selma Blair did make those comments to an interviewer, but she was joking about it. And now she's had to make a public statement.
Fake news?
Yeah, she's had to make a public statement saying, this was meant as a joke. Cameron is not retiring, and I did not mean to, like, force her into retirement.
Really?
So what I've learned from this is that people have no ability to interpret comedy or jokes. Like, I see this all the time where an interviewer will say, or like a celebrity will say something, and then there's like all of this controversy, and then I watch it and I'm like, okay, well, this person was obviously being sarcastic. But
she tweeted things out of context.
Yeah, she tweeted, breaking news, guys, please, I was making a joke in an interview. Cameron Diaz is not retiring from anything, and for more breaking news, I am now retiring from being Cameron Diaz's spokesperson.
Or from trying to be funny, one way or the other. All right, let's see if we can make heads or tails out of this. You can tell me whether it's fake news or not, Victoria.
It's like a game.
Story, yeah. Fake or not fake? Yvonne Williams, the next person in our focus, a waitress, who worked the morning shift at the Waffle House down in Lamarck, Texas, as she worked to try to save up money to go to college. So customers come, customers go. Maybe you haven't. I love the Waffle House, and Jennifer likes to tease me about it. I think the waffles they make in the Waffle House are just yummy. The places are usually, they're not that clean. And it's a fun place to go. I find people think, the waffles, what are you, crazy? I remember taking Meredith when we'd drive down to Florida each year. We'd stop, she'd say, okay, once you can stop at the Waffle House. One time down and one time back. And it was always, the waffles are yummy. And the other things that I don't talk about that always Jennifer likes to expose me. Yeah, they have great sausage, too. Anyway, so the story is not about me.
Vegetarian.
Yeah. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I never say I'm a vegetarian. I just don't eat meat. But once in a while.
Except sausage.
Except for sausage, right. Anyway, so this Williams lady was asked by a man to cut his ham because he wasn't strong, he wasn't feeling well, so she did. Somebody took a picture of it, spread across social media. Now Ms. Williams has a college scholarship. Don't you love these stories?
This is great.
Apparently this fellow and she had a short conversation at the breakfast counter. He appreciated her. He said, quote, I've been in and out of the hospital for the past 5 weeks. I started with pneumonia. He was called Mr. Karaoke by the people on the staff because he was always singing at the local senior center. Imagine that. And a lot of the waitresses cut his food for him. I can hold a fork fine, but to cut it, it looks like I can't do it because it looks like I'm going to stab somebody, he said. Then he asked her, and she was very gentle and very sweet. A fellow diner took a picture, uploaded it to the Facebook page, the caption, quote, I don't know her name, but I heard this elderly man telling her that his hands didn't work too well. He was also on oxygen, struggling to breathe. Without hesitation, she took his plate, began cutting up his ham. This may seem like a small thing. I'm sure it was huge to him. I'm thankful to have seen this act of kindness and caring at the start of my day while everything in this world seems to be so negative. If we could all be like this waitress and take time to offer a helping hand, well, the photo gained the attention of the mayor of Lamarck, Bobby Hawking, who saw the post on Facebook. The mayor honored Ms. Williams by proclaiming the day as Yvonne Ninny Williams Day, is her name. In addition to receiving her own day, she caught the attention of the Texas Southern University president, Austin Lane, who saw it on social media. She lives near the university's hometown of Houston. And by the bottom line here, she got a $16,000 scholarship because of her kindness. I thought that
was
really
great. That's how social media works in a great way.
Yeah, and the best. That's the best. You're right about that. Yeah. That's a great story. Good for her. That's nice. Yeah. Good for you, Ms. Williams. I'd like to, next time I go into Waffle House, I'll see if somebody cut my ham on my sausage.
Oh, boy.
All right, next on the line. the story of the San Francisco Fertility Clinic acknowledging, this is going to be fake news or not, that liquid nitrogen failure in one of the storage tanks may have damaged thousands of eggs and embryos.
Oh, I heard
the story.
Yeah, I did.
The Pacific Fertility Center confirmed the incident, said hundreds of patients have been notified their eggs or embryos are kaputsky.
Oh, that's really sad. A lot of people put a lot of faith into those organizations.
Yeah, they do, right. Yeah, they say it's an accident. Vast majority of the eggs and embryos in the lab were unaffected, but some 2,000, you got to wonder how many there are in there. If 2,000 of them are no good, how many do they have? Those are a lot of eggs.
It's expensive, too. You have to pay for the freezing, and I'm sure that's going to lead to a lot of lawsuits.
Yep. Boy, that's really...
And it's sad for the women who are now too old to do it.
Yeah. It's the heartache that's connected to it, Victoria.
Yep.
All right. Heartache and heartburn. This is heartburn. That was heartache. This is heartburn. You know, the new tax breaks for business owners, the U.S. tax code rewritten, and people now are wondering, as they do their taxes, how to apply, how to get guidance to figure out who exactly is supposed to take the so-called pass-through deduction. A lot of money's at stake here, billions. A lot of business groups are going to Washington to try to get to the IRS to figure out what it is they can do. There was a story I saw yesterday on Bloomberg that basically takes this boon, or tries to understand the boon, construction contractors, massage therapists, headhunters, restaurateurs, all kinds of businesses that are closely held could be excluded depending on how the IRS writes the rules. The agency plans on issuing guidelines by next month, but when's the tax due? What the hell good is it for last year? They don't...
But it doesn't count, though, for last year, right? This is starting for 2018 tax year?
I think there are a lot of facets. Right. Well, that's what's confusing to a lot of these people. If you check out the Bloomberg story, it really basically says, like, doctors and lawyers and hedge fund managers and people, it's a 20% deduction that's aimed at pass-through businesses, so-called subchapter S, or like me, I have a sole proprietorship, so... People, any of you who have your own businesses and you run them yourself, and it's run as a, there are a lot of things you can pass through on your personal tax returns, but they were trying to plug a loophole, but they created another loophole, but yet nobody, including accountants, understand how to do it. But I do believe that a lot of this stuff was supposed to apply to last year. That's why they rushed to get it done. So that it would be done before the end of the year, and all these people have written bonus checks, maybe. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, all these people that you've seen writing checks to their employees, that's to cover they're not doing it ahead of time for this year. They're doing it because it affected their taxes that were due last year. So, but it's just really interesting how we were talking about the TSA, how completely nincompoopal they are. They just come up with, okay, we're going to do this. And then Congress doesn't have the details, and they say, well, we'll leave that to the experts. We'll leave that to the people that know the tax code. We'll leave that to the accounts. We'll leave that to the IRS. You're going to leave that stuff to the IRS? The people who are illegally monitoring the 501c3s? A bunch of... No, I'm not sorry. I think this is outrageous. To pass a bill and not know what you're voting on yet again, I think the tax, having a rewritten tax code is a great idea if there's less paper and fewer rules involved in it.
Yeah, but that tax bill that just passed, there were people snapped images of it. There were handwritten notes on the side margins and stuff. It was so rushed through at the last minute. No one could read 800 pages or whatever it was.
A spokesperson for the IRS, when Bloomberg called to ask for a comment, declined to respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to tell you something. Yeah.
Why? No, Bloomberg called and asked for a comment.
They wanted to get the U.S. Treasury Department.
Gotcha.
This was something, you talk about the notes. The Joint Committee on Taxation is where the notes came from, Victoria. And the tax is a temporary sunset, which is good. I think all laws ought to have a sunset clause. It's supposed to end in 2025.
And that's what a lot of critics were going crazy about. Well, these tax cuts aren't permanent. Well, none of them really can be. To get them to pass, you have to have them sunset right. out. And then whoever sunset. The president is at the time gets to decide whether to continue them or not.
Yeah. This much is clear from what I gather. The pass-through, if you're a pass-through business owner who earns less than $157,000 a year, or a couple with $315,000 a year, you get full access to the deductions no matter what you do. So pass-through, again, is subchapter S, or
right.
Sole proprietorship, that sort of stuff. So that might apply to you and your business, Jennifer, with your dad. I don't know. It just makes me nervous when there's so many questions unanswered. You want to take full advantage of it, but yet then if it doesn't pass muster after the rules are written, then you get audited. And who wants
That's
to be audited?
That's what I was just going to ask you. Nothing totally read
worse.
My mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if people follow, or if you go to your CPA and that person does your taxes and everything looks to be in order, and then it turns out that the tax code was wrong or people misinterpreted or whatever, are they going to audit all these people who did the right, who thought they were doing the right
imagine.
Thing?
They're probably going to do a lot of kickbacks, I would think. The first year of a new tax code, I can't imagine they would do lots of full audit.
What do you mean by kickbacks?
Well, I think, don't you think that there would be corrections issued? I don't think they'd go into full audit mode. I mean, I had something from the government years ago that, because I missed a decimal point, I had to provide some paperwork, but I never was subject to a full audit.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, as somebody who's been there, the hassle that I had, I wasn't, as it turned out, and they figured it out, that I hadn't done anything that was wrong. But to go through it, the aggravation of it, and there's an angst that goes with it. I have use for authority, as you know, but there's somebody, the IRS, knocking on your door that's troubling.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So I make sure that in my tax return that every penny is reported, and then you take every legitimate deduction. But in this circumstance where there are questions, you're going to opt on the side, if you're like me, of safety. I'm going to pay a little more because I don't want to put up with their BS. But it's very annoying when there are this many unanswered questions about it, and it's just another one of those things that's unnecessary. It's foolish.
Well, the kickback thing, it's not fun when you think you've done everything right, and this happened to me a couple of years ago, and then I got a letter saying, oh, by the way, you owe another $800. I was like, what? Yeah. You know, that happens all the time. It's just, so that, I hope that doesn't happen to a lot of these small businesses, but it sounds like it might actually, that's an option, unfortunately.
Yeah, too many questions and not enough answers. All right, here's the answer to the question, where do you get the best pillows anywhere and everywhere?
MyPillow,
guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. And they're starting a spring sale. Not only are they selling queen-size pillows and king-size pillows, set of pillowcases, they've got cotton mattresses, cotton sheets. Cotton mattresses probably doesn't make sense. Cotton sheets for your mattress, I'm going to guess. Luxury, quality, craftsmanship, the benchmarks of this American-grown business. The fiber of the people who work there, the fabric. This is something that everybody who values a good night's sleep should be connected to. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and stop your tossing and turning at night. Great pillows, great mattresses, great sheets. You can even get a great new pillow and a mattress for your dog. Pillow beds, bed toppers. That's just a fabulous place to get everything you need for the bed and for a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, 50% off on everything. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The hour now. It's time for us to check in with Dr. Jack Stockwell once again as he presents to us a thoughtful overview of probiotics on the Good Day Health program, gooddayhealthshow.com. Some good podcasts about various things. Jack's got his own podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. We add to that with his focus on probiotics. I've always wondered what the difference was. Well, maybe I haven't always, but in the last year or two, I don't know that we've actually talked about the difference between probiotics and prebiotics. I know the difference between probiotics and antibiotics, so maybe that's where we start, using probiotics and how to take them, that sort of thing, under what circumstances. So you can have your way with us, Jack.
Well, it comes down to something as simple as this. Were you nursed as an infant? Were you able to be nursed by your mother for at least 3 weeks? I wasn't either. Yeah. And here's the problem. As far as we know, when a baby is born, its gut is sterile. In other words, from the mouth to the bottom, there's no bacteria in there yet because they were inside the amniotic sac developing inside a mom. and there's no bacteria inside the amniotic sac. It's a completely sterile condition. But as soon as the baby's born, here is the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And what we want to do to make sure that's in the baby's gut is healthy bacteria, because whatever bacteria gets in there first is going to line the gut. And when you, anytime you've ever seen a picture of a colonoscopy or something like that, and you're looking for nice pink tissue inside the colon, what you can't see are the billions of bacteria that are lining the gut wall, any more than you could look at the skin of your arm or hand and see the billions of bacteria you're covered with. They're just too small. But this is a simple microbiological fact. As soon as that fresh tissue is made available to bacteria, it's going to line that gut. That's why babies need to be nursed from mama, from a healthy mother, from the get-go, because her milk is full of the kind of bacteria that's supposed to line the gut. Now, well, that doesn't happen.
With the calves and stuff, the animals that are born need the same thing, need the colostrum.
Absolutely.
It's the colostrum, amongst other things, I think.
Well, it's colostrum is a big boost to the immune system. There's a lot of things in colostrum that signals, chemical signals, to get that immune system up and running on its own, since it's no longer getting mama's blood through the placenta.
Right.
So now, for people who weren't nursed, you weren't nursed, I wasn't nursed, what lined our gut is whatever touched our mouths as soon as we were born. Now, hopefully, you had a vaginal birth, because if you have a vaginal birth, you're going to pick up her bacteria that's in the birth canal, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But whatever kind, the nurses that were attending, the doctor that was attending, whatever was attending, you're going to get that bacteria lining your gut, and that is going to stay there until the day you die. That is not going to change. Now, the whole reason for probiotics before prebiotics, the whole idea of probiotics is that it promotes the growth of good bacteria. But the thing about probiotics, if you weren't nursed, is you have to take probiotics every day of your life for the rest of your life, because it's not going to embed in the wall of the gut. It's going to go right on through the gut. You take a big, heavy dose of probiotics today, within 3 to 5 days, its effectiveness will be over with. It'll have passed through.
So all those millions of bacteria that they say on the label of the probiotics bottle, they don't stick, they're out with your poop?
That's right. Now, it's good. It's good, healthy bacteria, and it will help a colony grow, but it's not going to get into the gut wall. Because the gut wall is already embedded with the bacteria that you were born with.
Huh.
Or that you were nursed with, or that took the place of nursing.
So is this a waste of time?
No. It's a good thing. So if you've gone through a round of antibiotics and you start taking probiotics, and then you stop after a while, within a few days, the effect of that probiotic has worn off.
Right.
Now, prebiotics, like inulin, it's an indigestible fiber that is in, and a lot of people will take the prebiotic inulin, which is what we recommend at Standard Process, is that inulin will get in there and feed the good bacteria that is present. There's a big difference between probiotics, prebiotics, and the fact is, if you were nursed, you're off to a really good start. You're probably the healthiest people on the planet. If you weren't, probiotics daily.
Probiotics and prebiotics, it sounds like, would be a good antidote to antibiotics. There you go. That's the information, the expertise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.